I'm Carol Hills, and you're tuned to The World.
I am pleased to inform you that law enforcement has apprehended the suspect and taken him into custody.
President Trump speaking at the White House this afternoon. He was referring to the man arrested this morning in Florida. He's connected to a series of explosive devices mailed to prominent Democrats and CNN this week. The president also vowed not to allow political violence in this country, a message that was echoed today by Attorney General Jeff Sessions.
This is a law and order administration. We will not tolerate such lawlessness, especially not political violence.
One key part of the ongoing investigation is how those explosive devices made their way, presumably by mail, to multiple locations around the country. Juliette Kayyem is a security analyst and former Department of Homeland Security official. I asked her how the process of screening mail for security threats works.
So it's going to depend on whether it's a domestic or a foreign letter or package. So you can imagine that we have much greater security over foreign packages coming in. But domestically, just given the millions that go through domestic postal services a day, there isn't a tremendous amount of screening. There is screening for biological detection. All the letters and packages basically just go through a screener. But that's about it. And in some ways, that's the best that you can do because that's how we live now. I mean, you know, if you said, oh, we have to test every electronic device, I mean, think about everything that is going through the mail, whether it's a phone charger, a toaster that you order on Amazon. So the U.S. Postal Service investigation team is often utilized as part of the Joint Terrorism Task Force to be able to sort of backtrack. Where did the letters come from? Is there evidence on the packages, hair, fingerprints, and things like that?
What constitutes a suspicious package?
A couple of things. Someone who wants to protect the package in a way that seems like overkill, too much tape, something written like fragile or, you know, do not throw or whatever it is, excessive postage because the person does not want it to be mailed back. So they're ensuring that the thing gets delivered. Also, if the sender is a known sender, so a Target or Walmart, right? The post office is going to be familiar with what their packaging looks like. And so if there's a piece that does not look like what they're familiar with, they might pull it as well. But once again, given the magnitude of pieces that are going through the postal system, a lot of times investigations have to start after a certain piece is already known to have been a threat or to be illegal.
What are the vulnerabilities you see in the current screening process by the U.S. Postal Service?
The way I think most people who are in security think about it is how do you focus on what we call secure flow? And how do you get more safety and security into a system, but still allow flow? Meaning our postal system has to move. Right now, it would be almost impossible to increase security for domestic packages without an overlay that would slow up flow and therefore hurt our economy. So we have focused on two areas that might be bigger vulnerabilities. One is, of course, foreign mail, making sure that the stuff coming in from outside has greater security at this stage. And then, as we were talking about before, focusing on packages that visually look suspect.
What kind of political implications can this kind of event have? I mean, we're coming right up on the midterms. I'm thinking of Spain back in 2004, where bomb blasts there had a significant impact on their election.
Right. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because we shouldn't forget that there is an election 2 weeks away. The president in a tweet today mentioned those elections and not the investigation. And before we knew who the person was, right, there was a lot of speculation about what kind of person is and whether they were galvanized by some of the language in the political space. Now that we know a little bit more, I think the politics will play into this. And I'm sort of unapologetic about that. I mean, I think there was a time in which a president's words mattered. And whether people like Donald Trump talking a certain way or whatever, the American public views him as their president. And people will hear things differently than even maybe he intended. And I do think there's a certain amount of responsibility, not for the bomb attacks, but a certain responsibility for the tone by the leadership of this nation. When you take a step back of what someone tried to do, whether they were real bombs or not, the cast of characters is essentially the leadership of the opposition party. Just think about it. Two former presidents, former secretary of state, former first lady, their families. I mean, the Obamas still have a child in the home. I am of the view that this was a big deal because I do think it combined a lot of really bad atmospherics in our country right now. The idea of how we talk and vilifying enemies and targeting certain individuals all matter.
Security analyst Juliette Kayyem, thanks so much.
Thank you.